The fourth state, in the waking dream and deep sleep states of consciousness, you become the waker, dreamer, and deep sleeper. All through your life as a waker, dreamer, and deep sleeper, you refer to yourself in the first person singular pronoun I. But you know that the waker, dreamer, and deep sleeper are distinct and different from one another. Hence, these three unequal factors cannot be I. I is not the waker or dreamer or deep sleeper. I is apart from them, the self that holds the three personalities together, the pure consciousness, the fourth state known as Turiya. Turiya means fourth. Turiya is the state of reality, the supreme state of peace and bliss. Those who have reached that state in different periods of history have declared that to be the absolute state of fulfillment. The fourth state is proclaimed as the real state, your original self. You are unaware of your real self. The nature of your self is infinite peace and bliss. You have lost your original nature. You try to regain peace and bliss from the world. There's a constant pressure on you to gain more and more. You do not stop this pursuit until you reach your original state. Only a few rare souls who have reached the state of self-realization have ended the pursuit of a happiness. They do not find the need to pursue it anymore. Absolutely fulfilled, they revel in the bliss of their own self. The pressure to gain more happiness ends when one reaches one's original state of infinite bliss. The pressure that a human being experiences to reach his original nature is akin to that an object goes through to regain its original state. A coil spring, compressed, exerts pressure until it reaches its full length. A sponge, squeezed, exerts pressure until it regains its original form. So it is with human beings. Every human being feels an inherent pressure, compulsion, to seek more and more pleasure, joy, and happiness through the body, mind, and intellect. There seems no end to your physical, emotional, and intellectual demands. Your pursuit never ends. You do not rest content until you reach your original being, your supreme self. Only when you realize yourself within would you be free from the internal pressure. Reveling in the absolute bliss of your original state, there is no need to seek further peace or happiness. This is evidenced by all those who have attained the fourth state of self-realization. The fourth state is pure consciousness. The self-realized one merges with that infinite consciousness like a river merging with the ocean. That state is an experience beyond the reach of your body, mind, and intellect. It is not an object of experience. It is the subject of all experiences. You cannot contact it physically, nor feel it emotionally, nor conceive it intellectually. You can only become that eternal being like a dreamer becomes the waker. Shedding the conditioning of the waker, dreamer, and deep sleeper, you regain your unconditioned Supreme Self. You achieve this by effacing ignorance through the process of attaining knowledge of the Self. There are four means to gain knowledge: pratyaksha, direct perception; anumana, inference; upama, comparison; agama, tradition. Pratyaksha. One way of gaining knowledge is by perception through your sense organs. Your eyes see color and form of an object, and you know the nature of that object. Your ears hear sound, nose smells, tongue tastes, and the skin feels the touch. The organs of perception are used to gain the knowledge of the world. But these senses cannot know the Self, Atman within. You cannot gain the knowledge of Self by direct perception. Anumana. Another method of gaining knowledge is through inference. Just as you see smoke and infer there is fire, though you may not actually see the fire, you could employ this method to get to know the Self. You learn from knowledge and experience that an extroverted, indulgent life leads one to mental agitation and sorrow. Conversely, introverted pursuit of truth brings inner peace and joy. The more introvert, objective you are, the more peaceful, joyful you become. The pleasures of the physical body may be enjoyable, but they have a limitation. They become insignificant before emotional feelings. The emotion of joy that the mind derives is subtler, superior to physical indulgence. One could give up a physical pleasure for an emotional joy. Far superior and subtler than emotional feeling is intellectual satisfaction. To gain the ecstasy of intellectual wisdom, one would readily sacrifice one's emotional joy or physical pleasure. Thus, your happiness increases as you delve deeper into your personality. Stretch this principle further to the innermost core of your personality, the Self within. You infer the bliss of the Self to be supreme. Upama. A third means of gaining knowledge is comparison. An unknown object is made known by comparing it to something known to you. The Supreme Self within is not known to you. The fourth state of self-realization is unknown. One has no idea of that state until one reaches it. However, by drawing a comparison of the fourth and waking states with the waking and dream states, one could possibly envision the nature of that transcendental experience. The Shastra scripture declares that the entire pluralistic phenomena of the world you experience merges into the one reality upon self-realization. All the consciousness of perception, emotion, and thought retire to the one pure consciousness. This goes beyond human comprehension. How can this solid, substantial world disappear into nothingness? The means of comparison helps clear this mystery. The transformation of a waker into the self-realized person is akin to the transformation of a dreamer into the waker. The waker views the objects and beings and all his experiences in the waking world as distinct, innumerable. So does the dreamer view the dream objects and beings and all his experiences in the dream world as distinct, innumerable. The dreamer's experience of the pluralistic phenomena of the dream continues as long as the dream lasts. The moment the dreamer wakes up, becomes the waker, the entire dream world folds back into the one waker's mind. The waker instantly realizes that the one mind had diversified into the pluralistic phenomena of the dream. One ray of the mind became the dreamer, another ray the dreamer's wife, a third the dreamer's child. Thus rays and rays of the mind had projected the dream sun, moon, stars, the flora and fauna, and the rest of the dream world. The dreamer's intellect can never conceive, much less accept, that the countless things, beings, and experiences are all but the one mind of the waker. Only the waker realizes that. Similarly, as long as the waking state lasts, the waker experiences countless things and beings, emotions and thoughts. The waker's intellect can never conceive, accept the pluralistic phenomena of the waking world are all nothing but the one supreme reality, Brahman. Only when the waker realizes his supreme self, moves up from the waking to the fourth state of self-realization, the waker and his world merges into that one reality. Thereafter, the reality, Brahman, alone exists. The enlightened then realizes that the entire pluralistic world of the waking state is but the one reality alone. Agama. The fourth means of attaining knowledge is through tradition. Tradition is based on the time-honored preaching and practice. The ancient sages have tried to expound their ultimate experience of the self, but could not effectively communicate because of the limitations of the body, mind, and intellect to receive it. The fourth plane of God consciousness cannot be captured by the waker's perception, emotion, and thought in the waking state of consciousness, much less through the states of the dream and deep sleep. Nothing from the terrestrial world can describe the transcendental being. The sages understood the difficulty of the mortals to conceive the immortal self. Hence they explained the waking, dream and deep sleep states of consciousness exhaustively. They analyzed these states with chaste logic and reason, and projected the possibility of the transcendental reality. Following their methodic presentation of facts and figures, one develops a faith in the reality. Not a blind faith, but one that is born of conviction. Such faith is further reinforced by the unequivocal declaration of self-realized souls. Rabindranath Tagore, the Indian poet philosopher, describes this faith as a bird that feels the light and sings while the dawn is still dark. The Vedantic tradition helps you to feel the light of consciousness even as you remain in the darkness of ignorance.